AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More mask mandates are going away as coronavirus case and death numbers go down. Governor Charlie Baker is lifting Massachusetts' mask mandate at schools.
Those advances in the hard work of so many parents, educators, and kids here in Massachusetts make it possible to give our kids what they have earned, the familiar, welcoming, nurturing classroom that they're used to.
The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, announced the state will end a coronavirus mandate requiring face coverings in most indoor public settings, but will keep masking rules in place in schools for now.
Businesses will make their decisions. We are still setting forth to protect the students, but the numbers are trending much better, and there definitely is an end in sight.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says guidance hasn't changed. Virus numbers are different in different parts of the country.
Our hospitalizations are still high. Our death rates are still high. So as we work towards that and as we are encouraged by the current trends, we are not there yet.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell objected to the Republican National Committee's description of the Capitol riot as legitimate political discourse. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she hasn't heard yet from Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
He literally ran away from the press when he was asked about his position. The Republicans can run, but they cannot hide from what happened on January 6th to call that legitimate political discourse.
Capitol police officers are facing increasingly heated and baseless allegations from House Republicans. The department's officers are operating as politically driven spies. Texas's Troy Nels accused the Capitol Police of having illegally investigated his office in November. In Beijing, the U.S. women's hockey team faces the Czech Republic in the quarterfinals tonight. The American men open group play against China tomorrow. This is AP News. Tesla is recalling thousands of vehicles. The problem is defrosting.
Tesla says it will send out an online software update to fix the cabin heating system issue, which has prompted a recall because windshields may not quickly defrost. U.S. safety regulators say a software error can cause a heat pump valve to open, trapping refrigerant inside the evaporator, and that can reduce defrosting performance. This recall affects nearly 30,000 newer Model 3, S, X, and Y vehicles. This is Tesla's 14th recall in just over a year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
British soccer player Kurt Zouma was fined 2 weeks' pay. He relinquished custody of his two cats as part of an animal abuse investigation. Zouma apologized for kicking and slapping a cat in abuse caught on video and posted on social media. His club, West Ham, condemned Zouma's actions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.